And you guys like this, right? Not talking after the game. There's not a game story or anything like that, right?
Before, I think before is usually better.
Good. Me too.
But just, I guess, to ask you about a little bit about the game yesterday, what did you think was stuff from 21?
I mean, first time out, obviously. You know, I thought he threw the ball pretty well. Showed his changeup. Used that pitch effectively. Overall, you know, I was happy with what we saw.
And how about puck? Obviously, it was a brief glance, but from what you saw.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he didn't command the ball well, but his first time out, I'm sure there's some adrenaline and excitement to it all. You know, so I think he's three off and he'll be back.
Okay. Obviously, a lot of pitchers to handle for Murph. What do you thought just the way he's kind of, you know, developed, you know, relationships with new guys that are in here, like Honeywell, and just what you've seen him in camp so far?
Yeah, accelerated camp, so he's got his work cut out for us. We're giving him all the looks we can. He's catching sides. Murph's awesome. The growth, maturity that's taken place in Sean in 2.5 years is amazing. Truly cares about the pitching staff. It shows the way he's engaged with them. Does his homework preparation wise. So really pleased with Sean.
You've seen him since he came up as well, and then just obviously offensively, we've seen the power that he's shown as well. And it seems like in camp, kind of put on a show in batting practice. What do you thought just of his offensive?
Yeah, you know, he made a slight adjustment this offseason. It's noticeable in his setup. He's happy with it. He's got confidence in it. As you said, and his BPs look great. And now it's just taking it into the game. And yesterday's at bats were good. He took good solid swings and was on time. So.
Do you have an idea of when you could have the Scotty for like the game, or is he still kind of in a holding pattern?
Yeah, he's still in a holding pattern. You know, we want to make sure he's fully healthy before we send him out in game action. So.
Kevin Smith had a couple of chances over at third base in the early innings. How much do you take out of a first game like that?
I don't. There's no stock in that in terms of performance. I mean, we put him out there to get him going. Like, again, accelerated spring training. The timeline is 16 games left. Normally, we've got 28 games to get our feet on, you know, and legs underneath us. Those plays were tough plays. Top spin, you know, infield dried out from all the wind on it. And, you know, ball has picked up speed and I'm not sure anyone makes those plays.
Obviously, the short camp focus is kind of more on guys who are, you know, closer to the majors. But for a guy like Soderstrom, obviously, you know, highly thought of prospect. Have you gone and interact with them at all? And what kind of value is it just to kind of be able to start a game like today and get some experience against big leaguers?
Yeah, you know, obviously Tyler is a top prospect in our organization. We're going to get him some looks here early, like you talked about. Going forward, probably going to be a limited amount of opportunities here at camp for the younger players. So it's a great time to get them in and get them exposed to the major league game.
What did you see with Tony Kemp last year and kind of just the season that he had? Mostly offensively, what did you kind of see from him in terms of maybe strides that he had made in previous years or changes that he had made in his approach to the game?
Yeah, you know, Tony, as most players, as we mature in the game, we get more experience, we start kind of defining the player we are, and I think Tony's been able to learn who Tony can be at the major league level, and the success he had last year he'll build off of. And look forward to watching him this year go out and build off of what he did last year. He's an exciting player to watch. He's fun. So I think Tony, the maturation process for Tony's been great.
When you say learning who he can be at the major league level, who is that? Like, what can he do up here really, really well?
He gets on base. He takes great at bats. You know, he knows he's not a power hitter. He's, you know, he had some big home runs for us last year. But just to be disruptive and provide that energy day in and day out.
Is that maybe a kind of player line of presence that, I don't know if you see less of, but do you see less of it now, or what sort of value does that add to the lineup to have a guy like that?
Anytime you get on base, you add a ton of value. You know, obviously, the home run is looked at as something that you can't deny. It's a quick way to add runs. But for Tony, and the value of that player, every lineup needs someone that gets on base, that scraps out, you know, grinds out at bats, fouls pitches off, works pitchers. So that's, I think, you know, looking back at his year last year, that's what stood out, you know.
He did say he feels like he has dad
strength. No. let's keep Tony on the line and, you know, let that dad strength come out every once in a while.